Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the CX Goalkeeper podcast. Your host, Greg, will have smart discussions with friends, experts, and thought leaders on customer experience, transformation, and leadership. Please follow this podcast on your preferred platform. I am sure you will enjoy the next episode with the guest I selected for you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this episode of the CX Goalkeeper podcast. I'm super thrilled because I'm going to discuss today with Alpha Dibehi. Hi, Alpha, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Very well. Super thrilled to have you on this podcast, going to discuss about human to outcome. Thank you very much for your time. As usual, at the beginning, for the people not knowing you, could you please introduce yourself?
Sure. Alpha Dibehi, just a brief history. So I'm currently partner with the firm Human to Outcome. We're in the transformation business, and CX is the primary of interest for us. What we do is we transform mindsets. So if you think about it in terms of transformation, we transform mindsets with the outcome of reaching behavior modification. My experience to get there is through the world of customer experience. So I've been in this space for 25 plus years, previously ran a leadership institute at a large company based out of the Middle East called Medinal Fatain. And before that was a VP of consulting at Forrester, and also at the pioneering CX firm Beyond Philosophies that many people in Europe may know about, and so forth. I have a previous career as a research neuroscientist. A brief stint in my very early days, which kind of brought me to this by way of public health in New York City. So the very first, I guess, foray into customer experience that I had was the transformation of New York City itself from the old, let's just call it the movies, the gangs, the crack New York City, into the new sort of Disney version of New York City. We didn't call it customer experience at the time, but all the things that we were working on was now what we would call customer or citizen experience. And so that kind of got me into this space. And from there, it just blossomed and moved from New York City to Europe, and from Europe to here. And now I'm based out of Dubai.
Thank you very much. It's an incredible career feeling for other people, two or three careers, what you did in the past. And I am following you since a while. I got a great recommendation, and somebody told me, or Annika Berg told me, you need to speak with Alpha. He's a great guy, has a lot of know-how, and therefore super thrilled to kick off this discussion. But to learn a bit more better about you, which values drive you in life?
So integrity, authenticity, and I would say freedom, and by that of free thinking. And by that, what I really mean is the freedom to challenge convention. And while that's easier said than done, it's risky. It's much easier to go with the grain. But for a person like me, those are the things that really drive me professionally. So this integrity, to be willing to stand your ground, to kind of mean what you say what you mean, authentic, really believe in what you're going after. And that allows you to, I guess, in some common words, kind of have passion for what you're doing and be real about it. And also be willing to accept the sacrifice that tends to come along with that. And all of that allows you to be a free thinker, which then allows you to challenge the status quo. And I think in a space like customer experience, which is a relatively new business discipline, you know, we're still figuring it out. It's not like it's all been worked out. You need to be able to challenge the status quo.
Thank you very much. And I think you need to often challenge the status quo if you are transforming mindset to modify behaviors. And perhaps also with this vision, with this view, what are the main topics you are working on with your company?
So we do a number of things. As I said, my specialty is really right now, I would call it CX leadership in terms of CX. So leadership is really the main thing. What I find is CX is going through a crisis right now, in the same way that CRM went through a crisis in the late 90s, early 2000s, where CX kind of came to the fore. And that is, we kind of understand the general notion of CX, But technology is moving at such a pace, and it's allowing us to do things we could only imagine, you know, a few months, a few years, or a couple of months ago, or last year. And so, for in many instances, the technology is overtaking the notion of what we actually mean by CX. So, one of the things that we're working on is leadership, in the general broad sense. But of course, what we think is necessary, what I think is necessary in all leadership, is to have a CX perspective. So I don't have to call it CX; I just can call it leadership. But that's one of the things. The other thing that's a major focus for us is sustainability. And by that, I mean the broader concept of sustainability. Sustainability is we need to be here to be able to do business. Loyalty is a concept in CX. Customers need to be here. Businesses need to innovate on behalf of customers. And customers need to be around, and business needs to be around. And if we talk about that kind of longevity, sustainability is, of course, at the core of it. Even if, in some instances, customers are not necessarily asking for sustainability type things, but it has to be there in order for things to progress. And so we're working on a concept which we call sustainability experience. And it's not about the policies of climate change and carbon footprints. You know, that stuff is required, but that's not what we're talking about. At the core of what we're talking about, as we say in human to outcome, you know, mindset shift, at the core of all sustainability is that ultimately, people's attitudes and behaviors will have to change at the core. Regardless, you know, technology will not save us. What will save us is our attitudes change. Technology enables a lot of that to happen. And so those are two of the things that with leadership and the idea of sustainability or sustainability experience is really key for us right now.
I think now it's quite clear which are the next two questions I'm going to ask you. you are speaking about sustainability experience, and you're also speaking about ethical sustainability in your articles. What does it mean to you, and how are you applying in your job?
Yeah, so when we first started, it was like the lessons of CX really can apply to sustainability. You know, if you talk to a lot of businesses, the words are there. We, you know, customers do the right thing by customers' DNA in our business. And it sounded to us like a lot of talk. And in sustainability, there's greenwashing. There's a lot of talk. And also, if you ask most people about most large businesses, even if those businesses are doing some wonderful things in CX, wonderful initiatives, wonderful projects, the average customer doesn't necessarily recognize that business is having a wonderful, you know, inspiring experience overall. Likewise, in sustainability, they probably have some great projects and things that they are doing, but most people don't probably recognize most companies as being, you know, these beacons of sustainability in the general sense. So we thought there are some lessons there that we can apply from CX to sustainability. The second thing is that sustainability itself is an experience. That was kind of our key thing. Sustainability itself is an experience. And if you believe that at the core, people's behavior has to change, just like in customer experience, we want some kind of behavior to change, then we need to think of that in experiential terms. There's the functional side of it, and then there's this emotional side of sustainability. And what we see lacking is that companies are not really addressing this either with their employees. So their employees not really caring enough. There's a few dark diehards, and things are changing as we get along. But in order to get to that, we thought we can apply the principles of customer experience to sustainability as an experience, not just as a, you know, carbon footprint, as I was saying earlier, but as an experience. And there are many applications from CX that we can apply. I was challenged recently on LinkedIn, actually, and I said, sustainability is a CX issue. And someone said, well, you got it partially right. CX is a part of sustainability, but I wouldn't necessarily say sustainability fits under CX. And I kind of get what they're saying from a departmental directive point of view. And you know, I get it. But from my point of view, since CX is an all-encompassing kind of concept that we in CX world kind of know, sustainability, for all the real reasons of longevity, being in business for the longest, for the long haul, doing the right things for customers, and innovating on behalf of customers, you know, as Jeff Bezos famously said, then I think the concept of sustainability is a CX concept.
I like what you're saying, and I think there is a lot of discussion. Everybody in a company is doing CX. Do we need a department? Do we need a team? And so on. From my point of view, it's really important that we all care about that. Customer experience is caring about people, caring about the well-being of people, and we are going to touch this topic, well-being, also together with you. And therefore, I think it's important that a company is working on that. And yes, at the end, there should be somebody responsible, but we need to work all together towards this target of social responsibility. Often when we are speaking about ESG, environmental, social and governance around that, there are a lot of discussion. And perhaps could you elaborate what's really your view on this social point of view? And the first time we spoke together, you did also a great introduction about all this topic, well-being.
Yeah, so obviously in ESG, I think the most play goes to the E and the G. So the environmental, the climate, the this, the that, the green side of things. I think that gets the most play. Governance also gets a lot of play because you can have policies and so forth. But the policies that I hear most often go towards the green. In the social, yes, it's the well-being of people, employees, customers, stakeholders, whatever, you know, population, citizens. But it's a bit more murky. The ones that gets the biggest play right now are DEI, you know, diversity, inclusion type things. But the concept is well-being. And if we take the broader view of well-being, what do we actually mean by well-being? We mean that people are able to thrive and we're helping the people thrive, and that those people can be customers. You know, can they thrive with us? Are we helping them to thrive? Are we a part of their story? It can be employees, so employee experience. In fact, my definition of customer experience, when I talk about customer experience, I'll just kind of say this as an aside. The label customer experience sometimes is misleading, I think, for many people, because they think we only focus on, say, end customer. I think the less sexy but more appropriate term is target audience experience. Whatever your target audience is, you can apply the principles of customer experience. With the social, we're talking about well-being of the target audience, citizens, customers, employees, investors, whatever. With that, we now have a number of things to take into consideration. And typically in the ESG sustainability world, we really are concerned with negative externalities. So the business or, you know, society, we do things that has negative impacts on people who are not there to speak so strongly. So that could be future generations, that could be minority groups, that could be people who are lower in the chain, all of those things. And so when we talk about that well-being, we're talking or employees versus senior, you know, executive management. So in any of those groups that are basically less powerful, in a way, sustainability says, we can't just have these externalities, you know, negatively impact those groups at will, because that's not sustainable. And that's really the point. So as we broaden that scope and apply the principles of CX, which says, let's look at things from an outside in perspective. Now we can look at that, and it means include those people who are not as powerful at this present time, and make sure that the interests are spread or balanced enough so that things can be maintained or sustained over a period of time. And so part of that means the attitude, the mindset means that we should take those voices, those points of view, those perspectives into consideration. And if we do that realistically with the balance, you're not going to always, you know, they're not going to always win, but they have to win sometimes. And that's really the overarching point of view that we have.
Thank you for sharing that. And that I think it's extremely important. At the end, it's caring about people. And in the first part of your explanation, you were also speaking about leadership. Could you please elaborate on that also from your point of view and how you are applying that and using that for your customers? Or, sorry, target audience.
Fine. So I think, yes. So, you know, the question bottom up, top down, which way works? We believe that things can happen bottom up. If you look at in sustainability, if you look at Greta Thunberg, for example, as a prime example of where something kind of starts from the bottom, has a groundswell and is taking up. Even if you look at some of the world issues today, there are certain groups, governments, which are at the top, and there are other groups at the bottom, and you kind of see a groundswell happening, even though governments are not going for it, you see this groundswell happening. So that can happen. By and large, though, in the world of business, we know that you need people with power to kind of buy into things. And so the leadership thing, and by the way, leadership doesn't just mean authority. We know that. But typically, we want people with authority to actually be leaders. And in CX, this is particularly important because oftentimes CX, we now have people who are in positions of authority in CX. We can question how much power they have in many instances, but they are in some level of power in an organization. So what we're focused on are having those people who have, I guess, a bigger stick. They carry a little bit bigger stake in an organization to be able to have the perspectives which drive, again, sustainability, competitive advantage, all the things that we generally talk about. And for practitioners of CX, we know that that means it's required to have this outside-in point of view in order to do that in a real and true sense. And so what Human to Outcome is about, this transforming, you know, mindsets to modify behaviors, the real point is if we can get leaders to actually transform their mindsets and have this perspective in a real sense, then we can move forward. And we apply some innovative ways to get there. And that's what's required of leaders. Basically, leadership is about getting other people to do stuff for you to achieve some outcome. That's leadership. Management is something else. Leadership is getting other people to do things that you would like and get them to happily and willingly do those things. And by the way, leadership in CX would mean getting customers to happily and willingly stay with you, sacrifice to interact with you. That's what we want. I mean, the holy grail of CX is this sacrifice. We want customers to pay a slightly higher price for the same thing. We want them to stick with us when the competition is quicker to market with some product. We want them to sacrifice and stay with us when we've made a mistake, and so on and so forth. And that's the payoff of CX. That is, in fact, the payoff. Leaders need to understand that. In order to understand that, they have to have this outside-in point of view. So we help leaders achieve that to drive the business forward.
Thank you. You are speaking about innovative methods to transform this mindset. Is there an example from a project initiative that you did in the past or you are doing or you are working now on that you can share with the audience to make it a bit more tangible?
Well, I think one of the things I would say is this. When you talk about CX, most of the time, I would say there's a various types of CX, let's call it. And just to make it simple, I'm going to call one type Project CX. Project CX is bells and whistles versions of CX. So again, I mentioned earlier, if you look at most or many large companies, there are things that they're doing that are innovative, that are wonderful, that they can win awards for, and it's fantastic. Those things by themselves doesn't leave a customer or someone thinking that that company delivers this kind of experience on a consistent basis. So one of the things I take on board is there's what I would call cultural CX. And for me, the most innovative, the things that have the most impact are things which involve cultural or, you know, let's call it leadership transformation. So, and one thing that I've worked on is projects which sound less like, so they don't have CX in the title, they sound like development. They sound like coaching. So for me, the more innovative programs are around coaching where CX is a foundation, but it's not CX coaching, it's leadership coaching. And so a program that sounds like that is innovative. A program that's based on transformation. So you're in part of the, you know, you're going through a digital transformation, you're going through whatever kind of transformation or data analysts, for example, since data is out there and everyone's talking AI and you have all these people who understand the numbers behind things, but they're not able to convey it. Well, if you were to think of that as an experience, just like sustainability, if you can think of it as an experience, now we have a role that applies CX, and we can do that through a learning and development approach. It's not teaching about CX. It's teaching storytelling or how to convey a message to impact people to change their behavior. And that behavior now has CX embedded. So for me, what I find the most innovative and the projects that I've worked on and are working on, and it, frankly, where human to outcome comes from, is to say that what we actually want is to embed CX as a foundation of things that the business sort of recognizes today, as opposed to we have the CX function, which is okay. There's nothing wrong with that. We have the CX function, and they will do the CX project and journey mapping and create some personas that the rest of the business won't use. We kind of want to embed CX and principles underneath that. And so what we do is design those kinds of programs. Let's just call them developmental programs for the leaders, the influential people of the business.
Thank you. And it's quite clear then using these methods, you're transforming the mindset. I would have 200 additional questions, but taking care of your time, we are coming to an end. And in the extra time of this podcast, I have three questions for you. In 10 years from now, we are back on the CX Goalkeeper podcast. What we're discussing about?
I think at that time, you know, obviously AI, I don't know, Web 3, whatever, Web 4, Web 5 will be around. So there'll be a lot of technology. Potentially, CX, and like I mentioned earlier, the lesson we learned from CRM, when we say CX in 10 years, we might be talking about some kind of AI technology that everyone associates with CX at that stage. There will be another term that we move on to, and I think it's going to be something along the lines of, let's just call it neuro or customer accounting. That will be the new thing. At that time, I believe that we will have the ability to have, let's call it neural debits and credits. So literally, we will be able to scan on the fly what's happening, and we'll know that customer, we've lost, 30% loyalty with this customer because of some neural equivalent of that. So we're going to get to that, nanotechnology, Internet of Things, AI, big data, all that stuff happening all at the point of time in the moment will be there. While that is happening, we will, I think, need people who understand and put at the fore that the stuff is important. And we still will have this mindset thing that's going on. And I think the skill level that we're talking about in 10 years is a different type of skill set. So the soft skills that are today still soft will be the things that actually drives value. But I believe it's something around this customer neuro accounting, something or other like that's what we'll be, that's what we're headed towards. And that will drive things in a very different space in terms of business.
And I'm very much looking forward to discuss that with you. What's the best way to contact you?
So I can be reached by my email, which is straight, it's alpha, QAALFA, at human to outcome, and that's HUMAN, the number 2, outcome. So human 2, number 2, outcome.com, alpha at human to outcome.com. So that's one. And I'll just point out that anyone who's interested in that mindset shift, please give us a call. We recently won Educational Services Company of the Year here in the region. So it's a huge award for us. And we're looking forward to working with anyone who's working on that or CX issues.
Thank you very much. And I suggest to the audience to watch also in the show notes, because you will have all the links related to what Alpha shared now. You have the email address, the LinkedIn connection also to Alpha. You can find everything there. And congratulations for this great award. We are now coming to the last question. Is Alpha golden nugget? It's something that we discussed or something new to leave to the audience?
Yeah, I think it's kind of what we've been saying before. One, sustainability is crucial. Sacrificial loyalty is the name of the game. Aim for, if you're talking about metrics, sacrificial loyalty. What experience can I provide that the recipient, the target, the customer, the employee would be happy and willing to sacrifice to continue this relationship? If you can think of it in those terms, you'll know that you have to add more. This is not about taking away. You have to add something. You have to give something in order to exchange that relationship. Sacrificial loyalty is the holy grail of customer experience. It's the holy grail of sustainability. And if we can move towards that, we'll have success.
And I conclude saying thank you very much for your time. It was a great pleasure to have you on the CX Goalkeeper podcast. Please stay with me. To the audience, it's everything. We love feedback. Please let us know what you think about this episode. If you have any questions, contact me or contact Alpha. It was a great discussion. Thank you very much and bye-bye.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed this episode, please share the word of mouth. Subscribe it, share it. Until the next episode, please don't forget, we are not in a B2B or B2C business, we are in a human-to-human environment. Thank you!